So comparing the Mishnayos, so in both by Lulav and by Hadas, we deal with Gozel, with Yovesh, Ashera, Irni Dachas. Moving over to Niktam Rosho, we'll deal with this on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph in terms of the Sugya of Dichui. Nifritzu Olav, here we have Rashi being consistent, that any time it says Nifritzu, be it by Lulav, be it by Hadas, be it by Arava, what does Nifritzu mean according to Rashi? Detached, Nashru, and that's the Sugya we're going to see today on Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, in terms of Nashu, Rov Olav, etc. Tosfos, if you recall, back on Daf Kaftes Amud Beis, pointed out that he has a linguistic problem with Rashi, that were Nifritzu in the world of Lulav to mean detached, that would be a Hutzi as opposed to a Chufya. There were two types of brooms. There were brooms where the leaves were attached and weren't attached, and the Gemara compares it to Chufya rather than to Hutzi, so Tosfos understands that in the Mishnah of Lulav, Nifritzu over there meant that the leaves were broken, were separated one with themselves. Namely, the double leaves were turned into single leaves, but they remained mechubarim. But Lechora, Tosfos over here agrees with Rashi. Namely, what Rashi gains, even though he loses the exact comparison to Chufya as opposed to Hutzi, but what he gains is a uniformity in the Mishnah. We know that Rashi in general interpreted Mishnayos on their own, even if it didn't necessarily work out within the sugi of the Gemara, but the word Nifritzu within the Mishnah is easiest to understand as Nashru. Anav of Merubim may Olav and Miyatan, again we'll see this in the sugya of Dichui. Okay? So what we have within the Mishnah itself is sort of a coming attractions to the sugya of Dichui, but before we get to that sugya, we have a Gemara over here in Daf Lamed Beis, and Beis through Lamed Gimel, but Aleph, dealing with the Min Hadas, Tanu Rabbanan, Anaf Eitz Avos, Shanaf of Chofin Es Eitzo, that we have a din of Avos, that there should be a certain thickness to the leaves, that they cover the branch, Ezo, Havi Omer Zo Hadas, Ve'ema Zesa, Ve'inan Avos Veleko. It's not as a thick chain. Ve'ema Dulva, Rashi understands this as Armonim, or Tosis points out also Eitz Armona, chestnut tree. So, Ve'inan enough of Chofines Eitzo Veleko. Ve'ema Hirduf, Amar Abaye, Drecha Darchenon Veleko, Rava Mehocho, Emes Vashalom Ahevu. So we pointed out already back on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, where we had a similar issue in terms of the identity of the lulav, and the Gemara raised all sorts of options and shot them down. The question is how to understand this Gemara. So I just printed out for you the Makaros that I mentioned previously. One is the Hakdama, the Rambam to Perush Mishnayos. The Rambam over there deals with Torah Shebaal Peh on different planes, and he gives you sodot. And so he mentions that there's a sod, Tzarech Shetet De'enu, Vahusha Perushim HaMukobal Moshe, Ein Bahem Machlokes Klal, that the moment that we find Machlokes, that's not a Perush HaMukobal, Ayin Ba'ayin is a Perush Mukobal. And then he continues moving over into the Arba Minim. In the fourth line, Gamlo Matzano Machlokes B'mashamar HaKosuv, Priyetz Hadar, She'echad yomashu esrog v'echad yomashu parish or rimon otzulasan lo matzino machlokes ve'itzava shu'a hadas lo matzino machlokes beferush amru yisala v'katzoses kapa. So what did the Rambam do with our sugya? So if you skip down a few lines, he points out that aval, in the middle of the line there's like a period about 10 lines down, aval im heyosan mekubalos ve'eve machlokes Hari hamedakte kamikra shenitan lano efshar lilmod elu haperushim bedarke hadin vahasmachdaot vaharemazim vahoraot sheyesh b'mikra. That we have drachim shatara nidreshet b'hem, and these halachot that on which there is no machloket, Chazal felt an inner urge to link them in with the psukim ukeshetera betalmud nosim v'nosnim v'nechlokim al derech ha'iyun mevi'im raya alecha me'apirushim halogu v'domehem. Kamosha Amru, Yisala pri eitz hadar ulayhu arimon o aprish vizulasan achiv uraya me ma'amaro pri eitz eitz shetam eitz upirio shavin v'amar achar pri eitz hadar bi'ilano mishana l'shana pri eitz hadar al komayim einziv neshadavar suffik etzlam achelam dola v'rayo seila. There was never a suffik to chazal that they had to prove it. Ela ra'inu b'lay suffik mi Yoshua ad achshav she'esra hu anital im haluluf b'chol shana. From the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, they knew exactly that pri eitz hadar meant an esrog. So the Rambam relates to our sugya, black on white. It was never a machlokes. Want to fit it in to the words of anaf eitz avos. Not everyone agrees with the Rambam. Look over here on this Tosos on the top of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, where Tosfos was bothered the Ema Hachi Nami in terms of the that perhaps the Osa Mitzra is the Hadas. Tema Maisalka Daitach Lemifsale Mishum Shem Levai. In other words, the fact that it's called a Hadas Mitzra, whether that comes from Mitzrayim or Meitzar, a boundary, why would you exempt such a hadas from being a hadas midei hadas ksiv bikra ha'afilu hirduf machshirinan ilav mishum dichsiv drechal darche noam. Namely, the Tosas over here appears to assume that all of these hava minas in the Gemara ve'ema are real hava minas, and would we not have psukim to shoot them down, then perhaps the hirduf, this poisonous poison ivy, that itself would be the hadas that we need psukim. So it appears that machlokas rishonim between Tosfos and the Rambam, and lechora I mentioned to you last time a medrash, I just quoted it here, that there would be machlokas how to understand the last three words of the medrash. So we have within the parasha of Arba Minim in the medrash Rabbah, it's also medrash Tanchuma, ulakachta mechem bayom harishon. Achar kol oso hachochma shekosuv bishlomo, hachochma vahamada nosun lecha, that we know that the quantity and quality of the chochma of Shlomo was beyond our conception. Vaterev chochma Shlomo vayechka mikol adam, becholzo, even Shlomo hamelech, yoshav lo tmiya al dalad minim halalu. That Shlomo wasn't certain, what did the Torah mean when it said, priyetz hadar, etc.? And it continues that Bikesh Lamod Alehem Priyat Sadar Miyomar Shu Esrog, I call Ilonasal Sopero Sadar, Kapos Tmarim, Hatora Amra Tol Shte Kapos Tmarim, Lahalelbahem, Huaino Notel Lagulov, Liba Shultimra, Anafet Savos, Miyomar Shu Hadas, Hariomer Mokomacher Tsua Hahar Vahaviu Ale Zayat, Arve Nachal, Kol Ilonas Gedelim Ba'ar, you know, it's Bamayim Va'ar Baloyedatim. That when in Sefer Mishli it speaks about four things that Shlomo HaMelech didn't know, if the hint is to the Arba Minim, and the Gemara and the Braisa ends up Umi Piresh Lehem Li Yisrael Al Dalad Haminim Ha'Elu Shein Esro Gulav Hadas HaRava. The last line Chachamim Sheneemar VeHema Chachamim Mechukamim. So the question is, what is the maskana over here of the Medrash? What is the role of the Chachamim in the identity of these four minim? Were they the shomrim? Were they the guardians of the masoret? That's the uniqueness of chachamim, that they kept this masoret from Moshe to Yehoshua through the zekanim, etc. Hema chachamim mechukamim. Or were they the source of these identities via the midos shatara nidreshet behem? In what way are the chachamim mechukamim even beyond Shlomo HaMelech? That remains a machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos, and Lechora over here we have one of the prime examples of a nafgamina within such a machlokas. How to read the Gemara? Yes.
I don't really understand the raya of Tosfos, because the Gemara at the end of the day has to make sense.
Why would the Gemara has to make sense? The question is whether the Gemara is searching for a definition. An identity of a hadas, and Durachecha Darche Noam or Emes V'Shalom Ahevu gives us that identity. It knocks off the hirduf, even though the hirduf lechora is avos, even though it has the conditions that the Torah speaks about of anaf eitz avos, or did the Gemara know that it was a hadas, but the Gemara just wants to show us that that through the midos shatorah nedreshet b'hem, we can eliminate any other havamina. Tosis uses the phrase "Yilav mishum tchsiv derechel darchei Noam." We would have thought that the hirduf would be kosher. According to the Rambam, the hirduf can't be kosher. That's not our masoret. It's not our masoret. But according to Tosis, it appears that it could be kosher. That you know that this is that which is learned out from the Torah Nedreshet Bem. I'm just being dyke from the language. Yilav me. In other words, afilu hirduf machshirinan. That the Rambam understands that this is an exercise in asmachta, and Tosis appears that it's an exercise in hagdara, in definition. Okay, in other words, that's what it appears to me. You don't have to. Maybe everyone agrees. Just in terms of the machokas abaye v'rava, we're learning out from the pasuk of Drecha Darchenom or Haimes Shalom Ahevu. So Tosis takes for granted that mashmos dorshim ikor beinayud. They're both giving us the same principle, just a question of which pasuk we went it out from, and that's why it tells us in the bottom of Amud Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara left out Rava Lo Hayasham. That's why Emes V'Shalom Ahevu wasn't mentioned by the Kufra on Daf Amud Beis Amud Aleph. Well, according to Rashi, these are two worlds Abaye's drasha of Drecha Darchinom deals with a Maisa Mitzvah. Lo yitachen, that there's an assumption, lo yitachen, that a maisa mitzvah should have a lack of pleasantness associated with it, either physical pleasantness, we shouldn't be dealing with the lakicha of thorns, or psychological pleasantness in terms of the world of chalitza. Mashenken, according to Rav, we're not dealing over here with a maisa mitzvah, we're dealing with a cheftza shal mitzvah, ha-emes v'ashalam ahevu, that the Torah would never give us a cheftza shal mitzvah of poison, of something which is poisonous. That something which is poisonous and something which is a mitzvah do not go hand in hand. It's a stira minei ube, but they're two different worlds. Okay, Tana Rabbanon kolua kamin kliya domer l'shalshelat zahadas. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov omer anaf eitz avos anaf eitz shetam eitzo upir yoshave. Over here, you saw that the ritva is not gores. This girsa, because the pre is not mentioned in pre eitz hadar, that makes sense to speak about tam eitzo pi yoshava. Here it simply says anaf eitzavos, but there is a girsa that's quoted in the footnotes in the ritva that's found on the rif. There's a hagos eretz yisrael on the rif that has the girsa tam eitzo v'anafav shavim. In other words, then anaf eitzavos eitz shetam eitzo v'anafav shavim. That girsa would fit in a little better. Tam eitz avos kosher. Tonam, sorry. Eitz avos kosher, she'eno avos pasul. Hechi dami avos. What is this criteria of avos? Amar of Yehuda. Hu dekayime trasa tarfe bekino. We call meshulosh. Here we have a very unusual Rashi. That Rashi, this deals with the biological structure of the hadas and says that we have a situation of hadas meshulosh gimel alim beken echad yotze mitoch uketz echad, that they have one stem. You have three leaves coming out of one stem. That's not what we see in our hadasim. And Tosfos, the Rosh, the Ritva, they all jump on Rashi and say that we're dealing over here not with one stem, with uketz echad, but with three stems. But the three stems are in one shura. There is one igul of three stems, and that's what creates the mishulash. What is missing in the Gemara is the shear of mishulash. How much of the hadas has to be this level of avos, of trasa trasa tarfe bekina, that we saw in the previous sugya, that the height of the hadas minimally is three tvachim. How much of that three tvachim has to be mishulash? So you saw Machlokas Rishonim built around the Rambam, that the Kesef Mishnah, in other words, if you have the page that begins with the Ritva, so on the bottom of that page you have the Kesef Mishnah, who quotes the Tur, who quotes the Gaonim Tzarach Shiyeh Bechol Shir Orech Hadas Avus, the Imrav Pasul. We need three continual Tfachim of Avos in order for the Hadas to be kosher. And then moving over to the Ravid says, Kol Shir O Rubo. It's enough to have Rov of the three Tfachim as Avos. And the third Shita that we find is not Dafka in the Rambam. In the Rambam, it's unclear exactly what the Shir is. But the Baal Ha'iter Kosav, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Baal Ha'iter, Afilu ein bo rak pa'am achas tlosa b'chad kina, as long as we have one row of Meshulash, kosher. And then the Baal Ha'iter continues, v'kach kosav ha'rambam ad kan l'shono, and the Kesef Mishnah leaves that kach kosav ha'rambam as tzarech iyun. What did the Rambam over here add to the Gemara? In what way is the Rambam a raya to the Baal Ha'itur? But what we have to understand, maybe that will help us also with the kachkos of a Rambam, is what exactly is the inyan over here? What's the chakira? What's the issue as to whether we need rubo or kulo or simply one row? What question could you ask about the nature of avus? When we speak about anaf eitz avos, that we require this chain of leaves that cover the branch. In other words, what issue can you raise halachically about the nature of this requirement of avos? In which of two realms could it be stated? And then we'll see what nafgamina would be. Our question is, what is the shear of avos? But in other words, our question in terms of what is the shear of avos may have relevance to a more basic question in terms of the nature of avos. Yes?
Is it a mitzvah bifnei atzma or a mitzvah that's related to the hadas itself, like intertwined with the hadas?
Is this part of the definition of hadas? A hadas is defined as an anaf eitz avos. Avos is part and parcel of the min. That we're talking over here about a species that which sets aside the hadas kosher from any other species is the fact that it's avos, or no, in terms of the species, even perhaps a hadas shota would be the species. But what? Just like, for example, by an esrog and by the barbina, we have a requirement, we have a character, we have a trait called hadar. It has to be hadar. So also in the world of hadas, we have a character trait. We have a tenai. We have a condition that this min not just be the species, but that it be grown in this manner of avos. That avos is a din in the hechsher of the hadas, not so much a din in the identity of the hadas. In terms of the machlokas we have over here, the Gaonim and the Ravid and the Baal Ha'itur, is there any hechreach in any of these shitos to one of these two approaches?
Certainly, in terms of the definition, I would think that for the Gaonim to say that the whole thing has to be Mishulash, that shows that it's part and parcel of the definition.
In other words, if we're taking the side of the min that we have over here, part of the definition of what is defined as a hadas, then lechora you can put that into any of the three shitos. However, if we're dealing with the world of hechsher and psul, with the condition, with that a character, lechora which approaches would be shayach and which would be much, much less shayach? All three Rishonim would fit in if we're dealing over here with a definition of the species. Perhaps to define the species we need kulo, perhaps to define the species we need rubo, or perhaps to define the species it's enough if we have one line. If we have one line, so we have a simon that this is the proper species. However, However, if we're going to be dealing not with a definition of the species, but rather we'd be dealing with the world of Heksherim and Psulim, that we have certain conditions, and let's say one of the conditions is that it has to be whole as opposed to a part. Another condition is that it has to be Hadar as opposed to Yavesh. Another condition is that we have to have something which is Roy Lushimush as opposed to Isuri Hanoa. These are conditions. If Avos is a condition, then Lechora, which of these Shitos would fall off?
The
Baal Ha'itu would fall off. Namely, to speak about it as being a condition, you could speak about a condition, we need Kulo. We could speak about a condition, a Tanai, that we need Rubo. But what is one line? In what way does this Hadas turn into Avos because we have one line? One line could be a Siman of the Min. Namely, that the Baal Ha'itur clearly holds that we have over here that Avos is a din within the Min. Within the Raivet and the Gaonim, you can learn it this way, you can learn it that way. But the Baal Ha'itur clearly paints himself into a corner that it has to be a Siman of the Min. And perhaps that's what it means, Kach Kosav HaRambam. We have two prakim in the Rambam, Perek Zayin and Perek Ches, dealing with the Arba Minim. What's the difference between Perek Zayin and Perek Ches? Where does the Rambam talk about all of the psulim of the Arba Minim, and where does he talk about the definition of the Arba Minim?
He defines them in Zayin.
He defines them in Zayin, and the psulim are in Ches. If we look at the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, Arba minim elush ein lulav hadasa rova ve'esrog haya echad mihem yavesh o gazel o ganov etc. hareza pasul im haya kamush, right, then kosher. And over there in a hey we have the psulim and the heksherim of the hadas sheniktam rosho kosher nashu rov olav etc. pasul, right, that's in words in perek ches. However, in perek zayin we're dealing over here with definitions. We're defining what is a lulav. We're defining the lulav is shehu b'sharvit. A pre-eitz hadar is the esrog. Anaf eitz ovo samar b'torah, that's hadas sha'anav chofen es eitz ogon shiyu shlosha olin o yeser b'givol echad. So, in other words, the fact, according to the Baal Ha'itor, he's the only one of the Rishonim who says that we have to say that avos is within the min, kakosa harambam. The Rambam puts the din of avos not in perek ches, where we have all the other psulim of Hadar and Yavesh and Niktam, etc., he puts it in Perek Zayin. That would imply that it's a din in Min. L'chara, that's, you know, it's again, within the Baal Ha'itur, it's necessary to put it in that context. Within the other Rishonim, it could be yes, could be no. In other words, we could put it into this Perek, we could put it into that Perek. Okay? So, is that it's a din within Heksher and Psul, that we have conditions. It's a condition. It's not part of the definition. It's a tnai. It's a tchuna, a character trait. Like we spoke about the fact that Hadar is a character trait. That Roi Lachila is a character trait. That it should be Shelo, in other words, is a character trait. Those are not dinim within the definition. That you have to have ownership. Ownership doesn't define the species. Ownership is the condition under which you're yotze. Okay, so within the Rambam, it's clear that he viewed Meshulash as a din of species. Let's look in the Mechaber. The Mechaber brings two of these three definitions. Turn the page over. So we have the Mechaber in. In other words, it's about two-thirds of the way down the page. In Siman Tafresh Mem Vav Sifhei. The Tafresh Mem Vav Sifhei, the Mechaber says, Le mitzvah be'inan kol shir orech ha-hadas shi'i avos. In other words, l'chatchila, we paskin like the Gaonim, u'li'ikuva beruba. And what's ma'akev is we paskin like the Ravid, that it's enough to have rov. Namely, the Mechaber brings in the Gaonim and the Ravid, he leaves out the Baal Ha'itur. We pointed out that the Baal Ha'itur painted himself into a corner, it's only dimin. Within the Gaonim and the Ravid, you can learn this way or that way. That Meshulosh is a din in min, or it's a din in Hechsher Psul. How can we figure out what the Mechaber paskins in this area, because there are a number of nafkaminas. So let's look at Hadash Shota. Let's look at what happens when you don't have Meshulosh. So the Gemara continues and points out, Rav Kahana Amar Afilu Trei V'chad, Rav Acha B'rei D'Rava Mahader A Trei V'chad, even though Trei V'chad is a Chiddush, but Hoel V'Nafik Mipume D'Rav Kahana, Mashenkin Marbar Amemar pointed out to Rav Ashi, Lahahu Hadas, Lahahu, I'm sorry, to the 2-in-1, Hadas Shota Korile. So maybe if we can understand what is the Hadas Shota, we can go back to understand what is a din of Meshulash. What is the Hadas Shota clearly is an idiom, right? That we're dealing with a Hadas that we're calling off the derech, a Hadas Shota. But the Ritva quotes two understandings of the phrase Shota. What are the two understandings within the Ritva? Maybe this will help us understand within our Chakira. Yesha Piresh, says the Ritva in the fourth section. Amalei Marbarei Vashi, Aba Lahahu Hadas Shot Lahu Hadas Shota Karile. Yesha Piresh Hadas Shota means Hadas She'eno Gamur Nikra Shota Ke'ein Shekaron Lebechor Min Ha'em Bukhra Sichla. This stupid Bechor that thinks it's a Bechor when in reality it's not a Bechor, because it's a Bechor from the mother, not a Bechor from the father. V'hanochon nikra hadas shota al shem she'en olav holchin keseder u'keshura. That it's wild. It does. There's no sense of order. V'hu keshota, like an individual who does not have a high level of intelligence, she'en lo seder v'shita. Such an individual behaves by impulse rather than behaving in an orderly manner. So hadas shota could either mean a hadas which is not orderly, a hadas which is a bit here and a bit there, or hadas shota could mean a hadas she'eno gamur, like a bechor min ha'em. Now, would this help us in our chakira? We have a chakira. What do we need Meshulash? Is Meshulash a din within the species, or is it a character trait? Which of these two phrases by Hadas Shota would seem to indicate that the Hadas Shota is not the species, and which of them would seem to indicate that we're missing the character trait of Avos? No, Ben, what would you say?
The guy who's unorganized, the person. That seems to be more in the sheer.
Right, I agree with you. Namely, that if we want to say that shota means we're off the table, in other words, so that's like the bechor min ha'em. That's the hadas shota. Eino gamor. This is not a hadas. This is not the right species. We saw this already by lulav. Eino gmar pri can mean it's not the right species. In other words, that we had this by in the world of lulav and over here also. In other words, a bechor min ha'im is not a bechor. It's simply by definition, it's off our radar screen. Ma she'en kein, if we have the hadas, but the leaves are in a disorderly manner, so we're missing the criteria. We're missing the condition. We're missing the t'nai. We're missing the hechsher. We're missing the hechsher. So it would be nice to say that maybe these two hagadarot, these two explanations of the phrase hadas shota would be our chakira. We would ask ourselves, the requirement of meshulosh and its lack within the 2-in-1, is that a requirement of min? That 2-in-1 is simply not the min, it's hadas sheno gamur? Or no, it's 2-in-1 is the same min. In other words, they grow on the same tree. It's just that one of them is orderly. One of them, you have the characteristic. You have the proper criteria. You have the hechsher. And in the other, we have a psul. Nu, what do you say? Where did the Rambam put the din of Hadas Shota? Is Hadas Shota in the world of Perek Zion, or is Hadas Shota in the world of Perek Ches?
Zion.
He puts it in Zion, right? Lishitas. So this fits in very nicely with what we saw, that according to the Rambam, Meshulash is a din in min, and Hadas Shota is a chisaron within min. It's not a chisaron within the character traits, it's chisaron within the definition. That the Hadas is defined, Shiyu Shalosha Olim Ayosir Begivol Echad, Avalim Hayu Shnei Olim Beshava Zekeneged Ze, Vahashlishi Lamala, Ein Ze Avos, Nikra Hadas Shota. It's off the wall, it's not within the definition. My Nafkamina, very simply, how many days is a Hadas Shota possible? How many days is it possible? Is it possible only on the first day? Or would it be pasul all 7 days?
The Rambam should be pasul all 7.
If we say that it's a character trait like hadar, so it should be pasul only 1 day. According to the Rambam, who puts it into the definition, l'chor, we're dealing over here with 7 days. So we have over here a machlokes within the Mefarshim. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, you turn over the page, so the Rambam discusses, so the Mechaber discusses hadas and Hadas Shota in Tafresh Mem Vav Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkaten Yud Gimel, Eino Bichlal Hadas Klal, we're talking about Hadas Shota, Upasul Afilu Bishar Hayomim, namely that we view this as being off the radar screen in terms of Hadas. But just in terms of what I had suggested about the two deos within the Ritva, as to why it's called Hadas Shota, so the Mishnah Berurah contradicts what I says. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatin Yud Beis says, Nikra Hadas Shota, Ne She'ein Alav Holchin Ein Alav, namely the leaves don't go, Holchin Keseder Elam Mishubashim Keshota. Namely, he gives the definition of the individual without a lot of intelligence. We wanted to say that definition is a din in Hechsher and Psul. The Mishnah Berurah brings that, and in the next line he says that it's pasul afilu bishar yomim. So clearly, my diuk was not a proper diuk according to the Mishnah Berurah. I think it's possible, but the Mishnah Berurah certainly was not medayik in that manner. Okay, so we have then one nafkamina as to whether Meshulosh and Hadas Shota is a din in min or a din in hechsher. One nafkamina would Hadas Shota be pasul only the first day or all the days? So here we have that the Rambam brings it in the world of definition, and so the Or Sameach over there, the Rambam is B'dai, according to the Rambam, is pasul all the days. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah also paskins. What about Bishas Hatchak? If a person doesn't have a Hadas Mishulosh, could he use a Hadas Shota? What did you see on this question? Who deals with this question? Who raises it as an issue? Let's look in the Ramah. The Ramah over there in Tafresh Mem Vav Gimel, the Ramah says, when the Mechaber says that 2 and 1 is Hadas Shota, Hagah, Upasul Afilu Bishas Hadchak, V'ika Manda Amar B'Gemara Dekasher, V'alkein Nohagin Be'elu Medinos L'chatkilo Lotzeis Be'elu HaHadasim. Because we have a Shas Hadchak. Those are the Hadasim that are available in our community. Namely, the Ramah has 2 deos, as to whether the Hadas Shota can be used Bishas Hadchak. Again, the issue is, if it's a din in min, my nafkamina Shas Hadchak, or not Shas Hadchak, if it's a din in Hechsher and Psul, we already saw that just like Hador, we can do away with Bishas Hadchak, we can say Bishas Hadchak will view Hador only as a Chatchila, not as a Ma'akev, perhaps also over here. If the world of Avos is only a character trait as a Hechsher and Psul, maybe Bishas Hatchak would be good, and that would explain Rav Kahana. Namely, that we don't have over here a machlokis between Rav Kahana and the other Amoraim as to whether Hadas Shota is the min or it's not the min. The question is as to whether it's a din of Hechsher and Psul, and within Hechsher and Psul we have room for a certain amount of wiggle room. Again, the Mishnah Berurah is quite clear that it's a din in min, and therefore in Sif Tesvav he points that all the Achronim disagree with the Ramah. Ayin bebir hagrash, Achronim kulam pikpeku ma'od ala min agahu, ein rashum yisod, that trei al gabe chad is simply not the min. It's the wrong min, and it's not going to help us even Bishas Hatchak. So far the two nafkiminus would be first day, the other days, and the world of Shas Hatchak. but there's also a third nafkamina to which I sent you to the Rush, that we're all aware, we saw in the Rambam, that you can have three hadasim as the minimum number, but you can add as many hadasim as you want for the purpose of noi. The question is, can you add hadasim shotim? Can you have like three hadasim that would be with mishulashim, and bring in another 10 hadasim that would be hadasim shotim, that will have this beautiful bouquet of hadasim? So if you look in the Rush along with me in Perek Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Dalet, the Rush raises that this is a machlokes gaonim. The Rush says, in other words, if you have in the Rush in Sif Yud Dalet, where you have the Aleph of the Korban Nesanel, one line above that Aleph in brackets of the Korban Nesanel, the Rush quotes Nechleku Hagadolin. Three words earlier, Ubahadas She'eno Avos, our Hadas Shote, the Hadas which lacks the Mishulosh. Nechleku Hagadolim im hu, namely the Hadas Shote min Hadas, and then Yochol Lahoz Himeno Lenoi, Bahag Kosav the Hadas Shote Afilu Biidei Osa Achrine Pasul, that it's a problem of Baltosif. Rav Natrunoi Kosav im Yochol Lasos Kulo Min HaAvos Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. V'im Eino Motzei Elo Shlosha Hadasim Avos M'malei Oso Hadas Shote V'Shapir Domei. Now we have a machlokas between Rav Natrunoi Gaon and the Bahag. What is the status of the Hadas Shote? Can it be added to the other Hadasim to fill out the Noi? If it's the same Min, but just Pasul, so then, if it's the same Min and Pasul, what would you say? Would it be Baltosif or not? And if it's a different Min, would there be Baltosif?
If it's different Min, then it's Baltosif.
If it's different Min, we have a din of Arba Minim, and here you're taking a fifth Min. Ma'ashein ken, if it's the right Min, just it's Pasul, that's not a problem of Baltosif. V'chein kasav rapaltia, again another Gaon, min ha-mikro ha-yamashma d'shnei minim heim, d'chsiv be'edra, alei hadas, v'alei eitz avot. In other words, that it appears that these are two worlds, that the alei hadas were used to build the sukkah, and the alei eitz avos were used for the arba minim, together with a lulav. V'amnam points out the Rosh, anu roim she'gedelim v'aruga achas, v'shavim b'mare v'koma, ze yotzen malav avos, v'ze enotzen malav avos. That we find that in the same bush, you're going to have those branches that are and that are not. And so it's very hard to say that it's not the same min. Afilu shepsalo hakasuv lemitzvas hadas, even if it's not the right criteria, mikom akom, min echad hu, ve'en kan baltosif. Mida dahave, like the different parts of the lulav. We have the koshiklich of the lulav, that since it's from the min of the lulav, there's no baltosif. Okay, so it remains a machlokes hagaonim. If we look, so again, this is totally in our chakira. How do we view the din of avos? If it's a din in min, and the hadashota is not the right min, then it would be baltosif. Otherwise, it would, if it's the right min, but just a din in hechsher, there'd be no baltosif. So then, in the mechaber, in siman taf resh nun aleph, Sif Yudalid, the Mechaber says, Lo Yosef min Acher Arba Minim. We have to have four Minim, not five. Mishum Baltosif. And then he continues, therefore, Lo Yito Yoser mi Lulav Echad, Esrog Echad, Aval Arava Vahadas Mosif Bakomashi Yirza, Vyesh Misha Posel Lohania Hadashote Balulav, Nosef Al Shlosha Badin Avos, Vyesh Matir. And he quotes the Machlokes HaGaonim. And the Mishneh Berurah over there in Sifkatan Samach says, what's the machlokas? Tamam. The hu min acher. If it's a min acher, then it's a problem of Baal Tosif. However, if it's not a min acher, then it's fine. Umin hanochon, says the Mishneh Berurah, gachshov l'chatrila she'eno ogdon l'shem mitzvah l'noi ba'alma, that you can solve the problem of Baal Tosif by having in mind that I'm just bringing in these hadasim shotim l'shem noi, that would not then be an issue of Baltosif. That's not so pashut. We already discussed earlier. Similarly, the Shar HaTziyun in Siman Tafresh Menvav Sivkatan Tesvav points out, when he quoted the Gra, that Hadas Shota should not be used even Bishas Hatchak. So there the Sharatzion points out, Harbe Min HaPoskim Rishonim Svirei Da'asar Lahosif Masheino Avos. It's a different min over Abal Tosif. Achein Mahane Tnai Be'ezeh Davar Shechol Sheshenu Bichal Hadas. That the Mishnah Berurah has a general rule that when you want to take off the world of Baal Tosif, you can take it off with mind over matter. The Mishnah Berurah deals with wearing tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Why isn't tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam a problem of Baal Tosif? Because you have in mind that if this is really tefillin, I want to be Yotzei. And if it's not tefillin, view it as Ritzuos Ba'alma, and I'm just going through, you know, where it's an exercise in silliness, but I'm not really not putting on tefillin. So have the same in mind. If Hadas Shota is a different min, then it's as though it's not here. It's like an evan. It's like simply a rock. It's not one of the arba minim. If it really is the min of Hadas, then I'm using this to enhance my kiyum hamitzvah. I'm being mekayim over here a mitzvah b'shleimusa. Okay, so just to summarize what we've been speaking about, by the world of Meshulash, we had the Chakira, is it a din in Min or a din in Hechsher? We saw that could be what's behind the Machlokes, the Gaonim, the Ravid, and the Baal HaItur. The Gaonim and the Ravid can go in either direction. The Baal HaItur, Barer spoke about it as a din in Min, and that's why one line is a Siman that we have the min. That's why the Baal HaItur wrote Kach Kosav HaRambam, because the Rambam brought it in Perek Zayim. Similarly, in the world of Hadas Shota, is that a chisaron in min, or is it a chisaron in hechsher? We saw that lechora there are three nafgaminas: nafgamina first day or all the entire week, nafgamina in terms of shas hatchak, two deos in the Ramah, and nafgamina in terms of Baal Tosif, a machlokas hagaonim. Within this whole machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah follows in the path of the Gra that it's most likely that it's a different min, and therefore should not be used all 7 days, should not be used even b'shas hatchak, and l'chora is an issue of Baal Tosif, unless you're going to have in mind that this is only for noi, that I'm taking this al tnai, that it really does work. If it doesn't work, it's kiyu, I'm not taking it at all. Yeah?
Did we see how the Mechaber goes with this? What is the Mechaber?
So we pointed out, the Mechaber says that the shir is either rubo or kulo. That could be either within the world of min or within the world of hechsher. Mm-hmm. But the Mishnah Berurah felt that the Mechaber was within the world of min, and he pointed out that, you know, words that Hadas Shota is just off the board, even though it's not black and white in the Mechaber. But l'chora, the Mechaber in Tuf Reish Mem Vav is following the language of the Rambam, and the Rambam we saw spoke about it l'chora as an issue of min. Okay, we have two more worlds to cover over here. One is Nashru and one is Yavish. So let's move back to the world of Nashru. So the Gemara deals with a very unusual case, like a quiz you would ask at a Shabbos table. Where do we have a situation of Nashru Gimel Olim, Nashu Rov Olav, and still Avuso Kayemes? How can you have Nashu Rov Olav and Avuso Kayemes? And the answer is, well, if we have a das with seven leaves, so then we can have four fall off and we're still left with three, Eze Yofi. But what is missing in the Gemara, in our desire to hone our minds with Ukimtot, is what is the criteria of Nashru in a normal Hadas? We have a Hadas that grows naturally with three leaves. We have a Hadas which grows naturally Meshulash. And now, by the time Sukkos comes around, we see that there are leaves that are missing. Is this Hadas still kosher, or is it not kosher? This is not dealt with in the Gemara black and white. This is dealt with by the Rishonim in the Ritva. So if you look at the Ritva says, Tanu Rabbanon, the last Ritva on Lamed Beis, Nashu rov olav nishtayru miyut kosher ukimna b'hadasa mitzara. That's the hadas that grows on the boundary. That's the hadas that grew in Mitzrayim that had seven leaves. So we had this unusual hadas. Dika zayin tarfe b'chada kina. However, b'hadas the alma shenashu miksas olav lo piresh talmuda madi. But we have a machlokes rishonim. We have an isman do amar, who is the Ran, according to Yesh Misha Omer, and we have Mori, not Rechman over Patre, we have the Ra'o. We have Machlokes between the Ran and the Ra'o. What does the Ran say? Tzarech shiyehei kulo avos, v'yim nishra mikol shiuro, afilu ala echad pasul, kidamrinan la'el, avos tlasalo eshkachan alma be'inan kulo avos. That it's clear from the Gemara that Hadasim Mishulashim were rare, and the rareness was not just that they grew Mishulash, but they remained Mishulash. And if one leaf is missing within the shear of the three Tvachim, then that's a Hadas Pasul. That's already no longer Mishulash. It's no longer an Anaf Eitz Avos. Avol Mori Natri Rechmanu Parke Yomer, Dechi Amrinan Binan Kulo Avos, Hainu shihei kol shir mimin avos de kaima tlasa b'chad kina. We need that they originally grew 3, 3, 3. But when we're actually taking the arba minim, if we have a situation that it's mimin avos, ela shenashu miktsas olav, kol zman sheruban kayam, and what does ruban kayam mean? Shenishar b'kol ken v'ken, shnei olim kosher, v'shapir mikri avos. That as long as we have a remainder of two leaves on every line, that's all that we need. We need a rove of two leaves throughout the hadas. But we do not, in other words, but we can have a situation where one third of the leaves fall off. As long as we're left with two leaves within each of the. Within each of the lines. What over here would be this machlokas between the Ran and the Ra'o? Let's start off with the Ra'o. According to the Ra'o, we point out that we need that the Hadas grow in a manner of lines of 3, 3, 3, but when you're Yotze the Mitzvah, it's enough if in every line you have 2, 2, 2. So what? How does he view the din of avos? He basically, how many dinim of avos does he have?
That's a din in min.
Right. He has two dinim of avos. There's a din of avos in min, and there's a din of avos in hechsher. In terms of avos in min, that's a requirement, but ma'akev. You need that this be the min avos. How do we know if it's the min avos? It has to grow 3, 3, 3. Once we have the min avos, then the question is, okay, what's the shir hechsher? So the shir hechsher is like in most mitzvos, rubo kukulo. As long as we have rov of the avos, that will be enough. So within the din of min, that's a ma'akev. And then we have within the din of the hechsher and the psul, within the maisa lekicha, there, as long as we have rov avos, rov avos is kukulo. How would we understand the Ran?
Only a din in
Hechsher. Only a din in Hechsher. Who cares how it grows? Who cares what the min is? Barer, in other words, but we need a Hechsher. We need avos. Avos means 3, 3, 3. If we in one place we have two, we don't have a shear of Hechsher. That the Ran only understands this as a din in Hechsher. And within the world of Hechsher is very machmir. According to the Ra'ah, we have tzvei dinim, a din in min, and a din in Hechsher, and din of Hechsher, he is Mekel. Within this machlokes, we have a Mishnah Brura. Right? In which we don't have, in which just like the Gemara is missing the world of Noshar in a regular Hadas, the Mechaber is also missing it. So the Mishnah Brura in Tav Resh Mem Vav Zivkata Yudches points out that if we have a world of Hadas in which we're missing leaves, yesh b'ze plukta ben harishonim. Yesh machshirin kevan shenishar shnayim b'chol ken rubo kukulo. ki heichi demachshirin benashu miktas meorko shel hadas, that we have those that are machshir the ra'ah. V'yesh poslim the sfirle deyedezel onishar alav shem avus klal ein avus ela bishlosha. The moment we're missing one leaf, then we're missing the requirement of avus. We're dealing over here with the din of hechsher. So he quotes the machlokas. How do we pass him within this machlokas? L'nyan halacha naktinan lahakel b'makam adchak shekein iskimu kama achronim. We can be make it like the ra'ah. We can be make it like the ra'ah as long as two leaves remain on every ken, we can be makel. However, in the bir halacha al atar, he says the question is, can we combine shitos? We pointed out we had a machlokas, the gaonim and the ravid. How much avos do you need? The entire three tvachim or rov? And now we have a machlokas, if nashru, in other words, is rov enough? So can we combine the ravid with the ra'ah? And we have two worlds of rov. We have a world of rov in terms of the entire shear of avos, and then we have a world of rov within each ken, two out of three leaves. Can we combine those two and say it's enough if we have a rov of the three tvachim, and within that rov, it's enough if we have a rov of two leaves in every line? That's what the Bir Halacha deals with in Nistapakti. Im nashu me orech hadas miksas alav the pasa kamachaber the kosher kaharayvid. What if within there also you have nashar mikol ken ala echad? Do we say trei ruba lahachshir? And he leaves it as a tzarech iyun gadol as to whether we can combine shitos in this area, because in other words it could be the meman of shach we're missing a status of avos. Either we don't have it in terms of the length, or we don't have it in terms of the circumference. We yitachen that we can't combine these two. Okay, that's halacha l'maisa. All of these are very relevant. I mean, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we live in a world of shefa. It's all a question of paying. You can get three hadasim mishilashim shir chazonish and return them if one leaf is missing, or it's if you pay enough. But the question is, if you want to be yotzei, in other words, you know, be yotzei with a rov shir, and then you have leaves that are missing in addition to that, lo inyan pashut. That over here is the trei rube of the bir halacha. Okay, acharon chaviv, move over to daf lamed gimel lamed aleph, the world of yavesh. Tanu rabbanan, where we have the aleph of the ein mishpat. Yavshu rov olav v'nisharu bo gimel badei olin lachin kosher amarav chista berosh kol echad ve'echad. Here we have a tremendous machlokas rishonim in terms of pshat in the Gemara, and pshat in the Gemara, of course, has a lot to do with halacha. That generally, when we speak about badin, what are we referring to? What's a bad? Bad is a Aramaic word. What's the Hebrew equivalent of bad? So, l'chora, a bad is an anaf. Namely, that we require one esrog, one lulav, three badei hadas, three branches of hadas, and two badei arava. Right? That the bad is a branch. If we learn that way, so we're saying that we need shlosha badei olin lachin. So Rashi was already bothered. Badim are branches. Olim are leaves. What's going on? So Rashi says, shlosha badim, we need three branches. U'bechol bad u'bad shlosha olin lachin. That on each branch we need three leaves that are lach, namely that are still hadar. We pointed out yavesh is the psul of hadar. So we need hadar in three leaves. The batzer mishlosha olin lo have avos. That three leaves can create a minimal avos. Uberosh kol echad. Shiyu olin halachin beroshe habadim avol beemtzom rav hadar hu. So what comes out according to Rashi, if we take an individual hadas branch, how many moist leaves do we have to have, and where do they have to be?
Three at the top.
Three at the top. namely that we need that the top of the hadas be gach. The rest of the hadas can be yavesh. We need, even in yavesh, we still need, you know, that it be avos, etc., etc. We have to take into account the nashru that we spoke about earlier and the tras. But in terms of the criteria of hadar, hadar is a criteria. We went out from esrog to all arba minim. Right? We paskin not like Rav Yehuda. We paskin that all arba minim require hadar. So the hadar of the hadas is that the three upper leaves of the hadas be lach as opposed to yavesh, that the meshulosh on the top. The problem with this perush is that it speaks about nisharubo shlosha bade orim lachim. To say the three leaves remain to be moist, that's possible, but to say the three branches remain, how many branches do we start off with? We started off with three. So what do you mean that you remain with three? We started off with three. So the Rush quotes that the Maharimi Trani was bothered by this and set up our Gemara as an Ukimta, that the Gemara, we know, you can add in Hadassim. So you started off with 10 Hadassim, 10 branches. And out of those 10 branches, now we're down to three, which is the minimum. And those three... On those three, we need three leaves on each of them, namely to set it up as an ukimta. However, even though Rashi learned this way, the Rush did not like this perush, and so he reinterpreted the word bad, not meaning a branch, but what does bad mean, according to the Rush?
A group of three leaves.
It means the shura, the line of the three stems. We pointed out that you don't need one stem, we need three stems. The three stems have to be in a line, and so over here we need three lines. We need three lines. Then in each of these three lines, right, that's we have gimel bade olin, three lines of leaves, and in each of these lines we need that rosh kol echad ve'echad. Comes along the Rush, and he not only reinterprets the word bad, he reinterprets the word rosh. That rosh doesn't mean the top of the branch of the hadas, because we're not talking about a branch of a hadas. The bad, we have no branches here. We're talking about leaves. But we're speaking about rosh, that within the three leaves, one of those three leaves is the main leaf. Which is the main leaf when you have three leaves? The middle leaf that covers the two outer leaves that we have, the way the hadas is created as a chain, is that we have three leaves in which the middle leaf covers is chofa on the two outer leaves. So if the three leaves that are still moist are those three middle leaves somewhere within the three tvachim of the hadas, that's all that we need. And when we have a hadas of three tvachim, all the leaves have dried out, but we see, oh, there are three leaves that are still green, and those three leaves are the three middle leaves. That's the minimum that we need for a hadas. That's the machokas rishonim that we find over here. Within the machaber, he quotes both deos. The machaber at the very, on the bottom, the last makar that I brought, tafresh memvav sifches, Yavshu rov olav, v'nishtayer barosh kol bad mehagimel badim, ken echad ubo gimel alin lachim kasher. That's Rashi. The yesh mefarshim shafilu im mehagimel shebachad kina yavshu shnayim, v'lo nishar kiyim echad lach kasher, v'hu shiyeha ole shehu murkav al shnehem. That it's enough to have simply three green leaves, and those three green leaves have to be spread out over the hadas, and they have to be the middle leaves. So the Mechaber quotes both deos. Nu, we'll end off. What over here would be the machlokes? Again, conceptually, Barbara, we have machlokes in terms of parshanut hashas, how to read a line of Gemara. I didn't look into Schottenstein to see how he read the Gemara. Generally, I think Schottenstein interprets the Gemara according to Rashi, but I didn't look over here, but it's a totally different reading of the Gemara. But what's behind it over here, conceptually? In other words, how would you understand why Rashi would require that we have a meshulash of green leaves on top of the hadas, while according to the Rush, it would be sufficient to have three leaves spread over the hadas, as long as they are the rushim.
The three leaves on top sounds like a din in hidur.
Barur that we're dealing over here with the din of hadar. Okay, that everyone agrees. Yavesh is a psul of hadar. That's Rashi, kaf tesemet beis. Lulav hayavesh, pasul, beinan hadar veleka. And we learned that also the hadas requires hadar. But within the hadas, we have the Torah speaks about anaf eitz avos. This anaf eitz avos has to be hadar. Hadar meaning lach, lo yavesh. When we have this hekesh from the world of Esrog to the world of Hadas, what, again, Hadar is a tchuna, it's a characteristic, it's a psul. It's a, you know, in the world of Heksher and psul, we're applying it from the world of Esrog to the world of Hadas. Which part of the world of Hadas is being described as Hadar?
So it sounds like Rashi is taking a little more from Esrog in terms of saying the detail of the top.
But in the detail of the top, why the top as opposed to the rest? In other words, what we can clearly understand in terms of that's the nature of the top. You know, by the Esrog we spoke about the Chotam, by the Lulav Shnei Olim Elyonim. That's where Einav Shel Adam Nimshachim. But what machlokas between Rashi and the Rush would be within these three words, anaf, eitz, avos? Which of these three words are defined by hadar? The minimalist, according to the Rush. What has to be hadar? According to the Rush, the anaf eitz has to be hadar. As long as we have on our anaf eitz, on our branch, we have three green leaves, right, that are going to stick out, one in the bottom, one in the middle, one on the top, right? That's already on anaf eitz, which is hadar. But we don't have avos. There's no avos within the hadar. Ma'asheh Ken Rashi says, no, we need anaf eitz avos. The avos also has to be hadar. We need a threesome. We need a hadar also on the avos. Once we have a hadar on the avos, says where is that hadar going to be? So it's going to be on the top. But what the machlokas over here is that the Rush doesn't bring in avos at all within the world of hadar. Hadar doesn't define avos. Hadar defines the anaf eitz. Masha'in kain, according to Rashi, we need an avos of hadar. We need a threesome of being lach. Okay, that's what we have over here. This is the easy part of hadas. Now we're going to move to the blineder next time, to the more lavdisha part of the world of hadas, and that is also ba timra, with niktam rosha, also ba timra, that we have a world of dichud. And there's no way to learn the sugi without reading from Tanu Rabbanan. Sorry, from Niktam Rosho until the next Mishnah. Just to read the Gemara from Nik, in other words, because we're going to have a lot of topics that are going to be brought up. We're going to deal with them one by one. But the main topic is the topic of Dichui, and that makes its way through the beginning of the Sugya, and the middle of the Sugya, and the end of the Sugya. And it appears as though within the Sugya, the Gemara all of a sudden comes up with Dichui in three different contexts, and doesn't connect between them at all. So Rashi will simply, you know, you'll simply put everything else aside. Put aside the world of Eged, and put aside the world of Taseh V'lo Min Ha'asui, and put aside the world of Menumar, and put aside the world of Tikkun Kli, and put all those things. We'll talk about them in Yirtzeh Hashem. But we want first just to go through the world of Dichui. So the world of Dichui, the one who tries to put everything together, are the Balei HaTosfos. So we have over here this Tosfos Niktam Me'erev Yom Tov, and then go back to the Tosfos on Lamed Beis Omid Aleph from where he quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Miu Kasha de Perakol Hatzlamim. Mamish about the middle of the Tosfos on Lamed Beis Omid Aleph, where he quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Mem Zayin from there until the end. You'll see that the principles within Tosfos are one and the same. Let's try and understand the world of Dichui within Rashi and Tosfos. Then maybe we'll expand from there. Okay, so we have these two Tosfos to learn, and the terminology that you'll be learning are the concepts of Dichui Meikara or Nira Benitche, and at what point within the world of, in other words, all of Dichui is going down from the world of Kodshim. What point do we move from concept A to concept B? Are these two concepts relevant to our sugya? Rashi points out that lechora they're not. Tosfos takes them as being very, very relevant. And the din of biyado, if something is potentially in your hands to change, does that change the nature of the item which is nitcha? Okay, so next time we'll start with the world of dichui, and then afterwards we'll go to the other concepts, and I'll write up page marm comma something like that.